This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
My hopes of a future life are all founded upon the gospel of Christ. John Quincy Adams.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com. 860-1440 are the numbers. If you want to weigh in, you can also tweet us at Tactics Radio. Get in touch with me that way. And I do want to know what you're thinking about that, what your reaction to all of this is. There was a report that I found really helpful in getting through all of this. And we may see similar stories about this coming out as the days go on, as more details come out about what happened with the shooting. But there is a guy named Aaron Fies, I think is the way to say his last name. It's F-E-I-S. And he was a football coach at the school. And also worked as a security guard. And when everything started to hit the fan and the bullet started flying, reports are that this man got a call on his walkie-talkie, because keep in mind, he's a security guard, and so he had that on him. He got the call, and the last thing that he said into his walkie-talkie is, "Those aren't firecrackers," and apparently started rushing towards the sound of gunfire. And when he got there, there were kids that were in trouble. So he used himself as a shield to get between them and the shooter. Probably saved more than one life doing that. He was a pretty big guy and used himself as a shield. This guy is a real American hero. Somebody that really embodies the spirit of America. Because when something like this happens, whether it's a disaster like this caused by a crazy person, or it's a hurricane or some kind of disaster relief, Americans are willing to give of themselves to help other people. Maybe not all of us, but a lot of us are. And story after story after story shows that. This guy is no exception. Somebody that was extraordinary by doing something that we've all been taught, if you've been going to church since you were little, that the greatest calling, the greatest love that a human can show for another person is to be willing to lay down his life for others. It's something that is so ingrained into the tapestry of Christianity. Because if we are to embody the spirit of Christ and put on Christ, to act like him, to follow his example, then there is no way to follow his example more directly than to be willing to give your life for another. And speaking as somebody who grew up in a house with a teacher and a coach, I've seen firsthand not only the relationship that my father had with his students, but because I was closer to teachers because of my dad than a lot of other students were, I've seen on both ends the relationship that's fostered between teachers and students, and especially coaches and students. And so I really applaud this guy, Aaron Fies. The guy's a real American hero. We hear about it, we think about heroes, but this guy absolutely embodies it, because he embodies what Americanism is. That when given the choice, when given the liberty, provided that opportunity, Americans will choose to do the right thing, just like he did. There's a statement that I'm reminded of in a story that comes from World War II, where a woman who had been through the Blitzkrieg, Hitler bombing of London. She had lost her husband, all of her children, and at this point, several family members. And one night when the siren sounded and she had to get to a safe place, her house was attacked and her pet died in the bombing. And I love this expression that she wrote on her pet's grave when she buried him in the backyard. All the darkness in the world cannot snuff out the light of a single candle. If there's one takeaway we can have from all of this, I think it should be that light shines brightest in the darkness. This is a tragedy. I don't think anybody would deny that. However, let's look to stories like this, stories that are inspiring, stories that let us know that when we're at our darkest hour and when we're in these times where darkness does surround us, that light shines brightest in the darkness. You know that from a football field away, your eyes can see the light from a single candle. I think this guy really embodied that spirit, that in this tragedy, we can see a source of good in this world. We'll talk a little bit more about the shooting when we come back.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.